sharp-fanged skull with no lower jaw, exhaling flames. The scarlet fire in its left eye socket seemed to be a pupil that stared right down inside you, searching for the thing that you feared the most. The smoke thing persisted only a few seconds. It rose about 10 feet before it dispersed. It left a frightened silence. The air itself seemed to whisper, "Water sleeps." Whine and flash. A second skull arose. This one was silver with a slightly bluish tint. It lasted longer and rose a 12 feet higher before it perished. It whispered, "My brother Unforgiven."
"Here come the Greys!"
exclaimed someone tall enough to see over the crowd. Being short makes it easy for me to disappear in groups, but also makes it tough for me to see what is happening outside them. The Greys are never far away, but they are helpless against this sort of thing. It can happen anywhere, any time, and has to happen before they can react. Our supposed ironclad rule is that perpetrators should never be nearby when the buttons speak. The Greys understand that. They just go through the motions. The protector must be appeased. The little Shadar have to be fed.
"Now!"
Tobo murmured as 4 Greys arrived. A shriek erupted from behind the puppeteer's stage. The puppeteer himself ran out, spun, and leaned toward his stage, mouth wide open. There was a flash, less bright but more persistent than its predecessors. The subsequent smoke image was more complex and lasted longer. It appeared to be a monster. The monster focused on the Shadar. One of the Greys mouthed the name,
"Niasi."
Niasi would be a major demon from Shadar mythology. A similar demon under another form of the name exists in Guni belief. Niasi was a chieftain of the inner circle of the most powerful demons. Shadar beliefs being heretical, Vedna include a posthumous, punitive hell, but also definitely include the possibility of a Guni-like hell on Earth, in life, managed by demons in Niasi's employ, laid on for the particularly wicked. Despite understanding that they were being taunted, the Greys were rocked. This was something new. This was an attack from an unanticipated and sensitive direction. And it came on top of ever more potent rumors associating the Greys with vile rites supposedly practiced by the Protector. Children disappear. Reason suggests this is inevitable and unavoidable in a city so vast and overcrowded, even if there is not one evil man out there. Babies vanish by wandering off and getting lost. And horrible things do happen to good people. A clever sick rumor can reassign the numb evil of chance to the premeditated malice of people no one ever trusted anyway. Memory becomes selective. We do not mind a bit lying about our enemies. Tobo yelled something insulting. I started to pull him away, dragging him toward our den. Others began to curse and mock the Greys. Tobo threw a stone that hit a Grey's turban. It was too dark for them to make out faces. They began to unlimber bamboo wands. The mood of the crowd turned ugly. I could not help but suspect that there was more to the devil display than had met the eye.